Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
Good morning. 7:38, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning. What's up? Hey, real quick, big shout out. My sister, happy birthday, Tiffany. What's up?
Yeah, happy birthday.
By chance listening.
Happy birthday, Tiffany.
Hey, shut up.
I got a present for Tiffany on her birthday.
No,
that's
you
for
stay
sure.
away. She has no interest in a dirty man like you, so.
Happy birthday, Tiffany. That's right.
I didn't even bring it up. That's I knew right. you were going to take it. You know what, though? In all seriousness, she's a great sister, man. She's awesome.
Oh, dude, she's
birthday.
Fantastic. I'm not arguing that fact.
Hey.
Boy.
Hey. Flatten your nose, dude.
Are you okay with saying how old she is, or do you not want
to
drop that?
I don't think she probably wants me to say any of that.
Tell me off air so I know how many spankings to give her later on. So that's
okay. Why don't you just stay out of it? This has nothing to do with you. You're not related.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
A sincere happy birthday from me, your brother.
Happy birthday, Hunter's hot sister.
All right, that's enough.
Anyway, you know better than to say anything. Come on now. Happy birthday, Tiffany. We love you.
Yeah, you see, that's
You're
nice.
Wonderful.
That's better.
You're
see?
Wonderful. I will give you your present later. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring, Hunter? I don't know if you know that. They're hiring. Special-Lite, LITE.com. You can
about
start a new career.
Hire a hitman. That's what I'm about to-
Well, hire someone. you can go start a great career with Specialite. Awesome starting pay, competitive starting pay, great benefits, room to grow. Special-Lite.com. Check them out right here, Southwest Michigan. If you died and became a ghost, what's the first thing you would do?
This is an interesting question.
Go
when
to Tiffany's birthday party.
When we were talking about this yesterday, I was really thinking, what would be the first thing? The first thing. What would be yours?
See, well, first I'd go, damn it, I'm dead. I think that's the first thing, right? Like the first thing, you have to accept the fact that you're dead and a ghost. Honestly, I think I would just, like, it's dumb, but I would just probably go through a wall to see, like, what all the hubbub is about, right? Like, the first thing, like, all right.
You walk right through it.
Let's test out these ghost powers. Like, let's find out my limitations, okay? Let's find out what exactly I can do, what I can't do.
And yeah, then, you're thinking into it too much. Dude, I mean, you already know that you can go through walls and whatnot. Where would you go?
We don't
first?
Know that. We assume that's just what we're told through movies and stuff. We don't know exactly what ghosts can do. Okay,
I guess you're right. I guess it's
so.
True.
Let's figure out what we can do exactly. Like, think about like Casper. Okay, they eat, but all the food just falls right through them. So, like, am I going to waste my time going and, you know, getting some food? No,
see,
I'm not
so you're
do
taking
that.
Baby steps. You're feeling it out and see where this takes you.
But then, of course, I'm going to go to like a super public place and just I'm going to do little things. All right. Little things like, all right, I'm downtown, you know, downtown St. Joe. I'm going to like, I don't know, I'm going to move a road sign or something like that. Or someone's going to be sitting there eating their lunch. I'm going to take a bite out of it. Or like, I'm going to do that. I'm just going to just mess around with people. I mean, that's all you can do.
Move things around.
Yeah. Move things.
Sketch people out. That's,
yeah.
That's it.
You know, tug on someone's shirt, you know, tap them on the shoulder.
Isn't that typically what ghosts do anyway? So what? Following the footsteps.
You
of
thought I was going to say something pervy, like go to like the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders locker room. No, Hunter. All right. I mean, I'm going to get to that. Don't get me wrong.
I was going to say, I would guess that.
Yeah, I'm going to start off doing, you know, stuff around here.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go figure out what the government's working on.
Oh, you're going to go to
government secrets, man.
You go to the White House, you go to the Pentagon, just hang out there.
Pentagon or maybe like S4 or like Area 51 or something that's like really off limits, you know?
All right, your answer's better than mine. I didn't think about that. You could go into Area 51. No one's going to stop you.
I just want to know what kind of planes they're working on right
hold
now.
Hold on a
what
sec. Kind of- hold on a sec, Hunter. Area 51, they probably have ghost detecting technology.
Possibly.
Think about that.
It's possible. You know, it's not too far-fetched. There's some weird things going on there, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
I just want to know what they're flying now.
Just want to go
in
there.
If they built a stealth bomber in 1965.
Now, okay, again, that's true. But
then what are
like
they working on now?
It's not like you can fly in the plane, though. You know, you're a ghost.
Yeah, fly next to it.
Fly next to it.
I'm a ghost.
I can do that. I can do that kind of thing. I can do that. I don't know.
What else would I
do? We're not good ghosts. This is what it boils down to. We are terrible, terrible ghosts. All right?
Probably ride all the rides at the amusement park.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Now, but as a ghost, though, do you feel like the same rush?
You don't have a stomach to drop, you know?
That's true. And it's not like you can feel the wind in your ghost face, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we suck at this. I thought it was going to be a little better.
I thought for sure it'd be like, all right, this is going to be great. We're going to be the best ghosts ever. No, honestly, we suck. We suck at ghosts.
Hey, you know what? How about this? I go to like every Super Bowl.
Hey, there you go. Go to the
sporting
event.
It costs too much to go to.
That's smart. Yeah, I like it. Or again, go to the Miami Dolphins cheerleaders locker room. Either one. Be a pervy ghost. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. The first thing you would do if you died and you realize you're a ghost. All right, we'll have your answers when we come back. Stick around.
It rocks.
Good morning, 751 Brock. Hunter.
Good morning.
All right, your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. If you died and became a ghost, I'm dead. What's the first thing you would do? Alicia said, haunt my husband. Make sure he's missing me properly. Hey, you're not mourning me enough, you son of a bitch.
You know, maybe hauntings are real because a lot of these answers, people just, your answer, her answer, going right to the hauntings.
Yeah.
It's going to mess with people.
Yeah. It's fun. What else are you going to do? You got all the afterlife. You just got to find stuff to do. Let's see. Mark said, I'm not telling. That would ruin the surprise. Blake said, I'd hang out in the studio and move Brock's sticky notes. You son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. It'd bother you. That's for sure.
Dude, do not touch my sticky notes. They're in the perfect place. They're exactly where they need to be.
I just think there's so many other things you can do in the afterlife. Rather than it's like graduating from high school and like going back and hanging out. Like nobody's gonna go back and hang out around Earth. Come on.
Yeah. Well, can you go into space if you're a ghost?
Dude, I think that your options are limitless. Really,
do whatever.
You're a ghost.
All the different universal planes or whatever. You can go all the different.
Dimensions.
I don't know. I don't know the rules of ghosts. Chad said he would take the batteries out of people's remotes. You son of a bitch. Don't just take them and replace them with dead batteries. That's the first thing I'm going to do.
Where's the nearest remote?
Why do all the batteries not work in this house?
Ah! Damn ghost. That's what it is.
Let's see.
So many things you could do.
Roger said to all the people I don't like, I'd randomly pull the chair out when they go to sit down for the rest of their lives.
That is pretty funny to watch. That would be. Somebody thinks there's a chair there.
Eventually, they'd just be so distraught over this ghost pulling their chair out that they'd never sit ever again.
Ever again.
Let's see. Billy said he'd relax and enjoy the quiet time. Is it quiet when you're a ghost? I guess there's so many unknowns I know.
Right. It depends on what kind of ghost you are. Are you a good person on Earth? Are you going to hell? Because I'm pretty sure it's pretty loud.
Isn't the whole ghost thing like you have unfinished business on Earth? Isn't that what it is? Like something, so you got to finish it?
I don't know. I don't think there's any ghosts floating around, guys. Just saying.
You don't know that.
I know I don't know, but yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure? You never had anything spooky happen?
Yeah, but it was always like when you were a kid. You know, it's like when you're a kid, then you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, maybe.
They say that dogs and children can, and cats, animals can. Because they're not, see, we're so, what's the word?
That's just what people that believe in ghosts tell you to justify them believing in ghosts.
God, I can't think of the word. Like, we've been put through the ringer, all right? We're jaded, okay? But kids, they haven't been jaded by the world yet, so they can see that stuff, all right? There's still that innocence there. That's why they can see it.
That lady that told you that, did she have a crystal ball in front of her by chance?
Yeah, she was wearing one of those weird hats that kind of looked like Karnak. You know, the old
Karnak. Don't trust her.
But that's what they say. I don't know. Ben said he would haunt Brock and Hunter. That's fine. That's fair. At least we got people.
That sucks.
At least we got people hanging out with us, Hunter.
Hey, I don't care if I'm getting haunted. I got a friend.
I like Gifford's answer. Is you die and become a ghost. What's the first thing you do? Gifford said, kill Hitler. Wait, that's a different question, isn't it? Yeah, Gifford, not that. I mean, you could. Maybe Hitler's ghost? I don't know.
Hang on.
It doesn't make sense.
Come on, Gif.
I think, long story short, we'd all make terrible ghosts, except for Chad. Chad's got it figured out. Taking the batteries out of people's remotes, that's a good answer. That's a good ghost thing to do. Good ghost thing.
Damn ghost. Can't ever change the channel.
It's ridiculous. The volume's always up. I can't turn it down. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.